Now, in the news. In Canada Wednesday, a gunman shot and killed a soldier at the National War Memorial near Parliament Hill in Ottawa. Parliament Hill is home to Canada's legislature. A spokesman for Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper said he left the area of the shooting and is safe. The Canadian Broadcasting Company reported that police have confirmed that one gunman was shot and killed in the Central Parliament building. Police are not sure if he was the only attacker. Witnesses said a second man may have been working with the shooter. The shooter and another man wore scarves of the same design on their heads. Lawmakers in Iraq's Kurdistan area say they voted Wednesday to send Kurdish forces to the Syrian town of Kobani. Kurdistan President Masoud Barzani sent a letter to Parliament late Tuesday asking for approval to send forces to fight alongside Syrian Kurds. Turkey announced earlier this week it would permit the Iraqi Kurd fighters to cross the Turkish border to get to Kobani. Islamic State militants have been attacking the mostly Kurdish town on the border with Turkey for weeks. China said on Wednesday that 43 people tested for possible Ebola infection do not have the virus. Those tested were from the southern province of Guangdong. Official Chinese media says more than 8,600 people have traveled to Guangdong from Ebola-affected areas in West Africa since late August. The Xinhua News Agency report says health experts have released more than 5,437 of them from medical supervision. Chinese media also reported that China is increasing its measures to prevent Ebola from entering the country. Officials have set up separate inspection lines for travelers from West Africa at international airports in China. Also Wednesday, the United States announced new restrictions on anyone entering the country from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it will observe travelers from those countries every day for a 21-day period. Leaders from Russia and Ukraine are still working to reach a deal for the payment of gas supplies for Ukraine. The two sides ended talks without agreement Tuesday night in Brussels, Belgium. Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak said Ukraine should be able to find a way to pay for Russian gas supplies within 1 week. Russia cut off gas supplies to Ukraine in June. That country depends on Russia for gas supplies needed for winter. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday there had been no deal between the United States and North Korea for the release of American citizen Jeffrey Fowle. North Korea's official news agency said the government released Mr. Fowle from prison after repeated requests from President Barack Obama. The news agency also reported that leader Kim Jong-un ordered the release. Mr. Fowle arrived in the United States early Wednesday. He had been held in North Korea for 6 months. Police arrested him after he reportedly left the Christian holy book, the Bible, at a North Korean restaurant. two other Americans remain in prison in North Korea. Words in the news. Legislature. Noun. A government lawmaking group. Spokesman. Noun. A person who makes statements on behalf of a group or individual. Witness. Noun. A person who saw or can tell about an action or event. Measure. Noun. An action taken. Deal. Noun. An official agreement. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.